Do you want to get your message heard? Why not put it on the radio? Every week, thousands of local people tune in to Sheffield Live for our unique mix of music, community news and culture. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Yum yum.
Yum yum yum. It's tasty stuff here on the breakdown today.
It is, isn't it? That's grand.
Hot sound packages.
Yeah, you've joined us in a haphazardly organised but ultimately successful battle to bring you myself and Joel's favourite
12
songs of the year.
Of the year.
With some fiddling around in the undercarriage to make them both go in a simultaneous fashion.
Yeah.
So
we have encountered our first problem, but we're going to get past it, aren't we?
It's not a problem. There are no problems. There are just opportunities.
Opportunities to make things better.
Exactly. So what we've got now, we've recently played Jesus Fever by Kurt Vile from the album Smoke Ring for My Halo.
Yeah, which was my sixth favourite track of the year.
It's great news.
So you're going to now play, are you going to play two songs?
I could do, yeah.
Is that the way we're going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, because I haven't got a number five, remember?
Yeah, but I haven't got a number four now.
No, you haven't got a number four
so
now.
So should I just play one? Well, let's play one, and then we'll see what happens after I've played that.
Yeah, we'll play one then.
Okay, so there, we need to go to... I think that's correct.
It's 3 minutes 21 as well.
Yeah,
if ever there was a time we needed a 7-minute big hitter.
Anyway, yeah, this is the second demo in a row on my list of top 12 favourite songs of the year. This is one that just made me, I believe, Joel smile immensely when we played it earlier in the year. It's Shock Horror Owen Likes Hip-Hop Moment. It's Women by Heems.
This is good.
These chasers women, they like that all the time. These chasers women, yeah, women.
Ladies,
yo, bad business, 100 million. Wait, Mike says this should be a song about women. But then he said he don't know any women. I told him, yo, I know like 7 women. I know women, they like to go swimming. They like to drink tea, they like to think in the cool breeze. From the east on a beach or the west. Yo, women, they the best. Hey, yo, I think women really like diamonds. Yo, I think they don't usually like violence. They like to roll their eyes when I tell them I be rhyming. Broken dreams, yo, broken hymen. I just wanna burn a spliff and eat Thai, man. When I holler at them, they say it's bad timing. They smell great, I think about them real late. They're better than steak or high stakes. Poker. Yo, women, they're loca. They're sometimes Spanish. When it's real late at the club, they vanish. With dudes after I warm them up with great jokes. They're the great hope, they're very dope. Sometimes they like to smoke. Sometimes they drink drinks with the little umbrellas in them. Sometimes women is venom. But sometimes women is like the best flower. Yo, women, yo, they got the power. Yo, women, they like to take showers. And when they let you take them with them, it's really awesome. Women used to watch Dawson's Creek. And they used to watch 90210. They like to watch shows. Some of them don't. They like to read prose. Some of them like to date pros. That's professional. Others don't. They like to date maybe artists. Some women are bad and some are harmless. Women, you see, they got the harness. And they can harness all this power that they garnish. Women like to watch Who Got Mail with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. Women, you're great on behalf of men. Thanks.
Thank you, women.
I'm glad to be a part of your ranks. If you accept me, women.
These chasers, women. They like that all the time. These chicks is women. Yeah, women.
Ladies.
Thank you, Heems.
Those words of wisdom.
Yeah.
All truth. Truth nuggets, one and all.
Absolutely. That was a demo of a track which may appear on Mr. Heems' debut album, which may be called Teens Found Slain and may come out next year. But all that is May. Who knows?
Mm.
But it was good, and it was from this year, and it was great, and it made us laugh.
So that was your number six.
It was. We're going to move confidently, hiding our fear and confusion, onto my number five.
And my number five as well.
Yeah, myself and Joel were pegged together at the number five spot with Metronomy. And Everything Goes My Way, which can be found slap bang in the middle of the top 10 for both of myself and Joel.
Here we go. That was at number five in both Joel and I's eyes. Joel and I's charts of favourite songs of the years. That was Everything Goes My Way by Metronomy from the album The English Riviera, a tremendous album. That's all I shall say. Is it the album that saw Metronomy breakthrough?
No.
No? Good.
No, no, it saw them stay in obscurity, I believe, apart from indie discos. Where
do such things exist anymore?
No, I don't know. I don't really know. That trick featured the vocal talents of the Veronica Falls woman. So, Veronica Falls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like their album. They were very close to being in my top songs at the end.
I wouldn't have been surprised had I heard one. By
then. Well, you're not going to.
Well, you've spoiled everything now. The bookies, all bets are off.
All bets are off now.
Spread betting controversy hits breakdown.
But Veronica Froll's lady, I didn't know that. Mm. You got a lovely voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall I play a song?
Yeah, I think it by rights, it's time to hear your fourth favourite of the year.
Yeah, it is. This is probably the song I've played most on air this year. I think I've played this on four separate occasions, so this will be the fifth. And it's not what you're thinking it's going to be. No, it's not.
It's not.
It's Portugal the Man.
Oh, is it?
With a track from their new album, In the Mountain, In the Clouds, something. There's lots of brackets in this album and title anyway. There's no brackets in this song title. It's the first track on the album. It was the first single. It's just a magnificent track. And this is my fourth favourite song of the year. It's so American.
If pain was the color to paint on you, your heart would be the color blue. Be a gradient from there until your body met your head, which remained a silver. You are the one they call Jesus Christ. You didn't own a rock and roll. Just a mission in a gun that they rainbows in Vietnam, and a heart that always told you there's a madness in us all. There's a madness. But he was born of this world. He was born of all the mothers and the colors of our brothers and the love that was taught to you by the one they call Jesus Christ. He may not know no rock and roll, and there may not be a heaven or a place to which to send you, but you know in the end it's madness in us all. There's a madness in us all. There's a madness.
So there was Portugal, the Man, was So American, a track from their fifth album, which came out in this country at the in the middle of October, In the Mountain, In the Clouds, and it's really good. Yeah,
great.
It's a really good album. Yes.
And now it comes with some hesitancy that we have reached the point of my fourth favourite song of the year.
Yeah. Fans of the first hour of the show may be familiar with this track already.
Yes, a man who may need no introduction.
giving one anyway, pad it out.
You may remember this year various works have been produced that draw on a rootsy sound of Americanas.
Are you talking about Kaz and His Macoombs?
For instance, and maybe The War on Drugs, for instance.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Similar to the recent musical output of the Arcade Fire, almost a Springsteen-like, passionate, down-home, blue-collar American feel to their rabble-rousing rock.
You mean kind of like Arcade Fire, but without the tunes?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. The War on Drugs, with their Slave Ambient album, mm-hmm. I think may have been the breakthrough album of that vein this year. The War on Drugs were a band that used to feature Kurt Vile in an earlier incarnation, early works. Kurt Vile himself has carried on in perhaps in a more singer-songwriter vein, but still with the same influences coming through, a drug rock kind of come through that unscathed and into a more singer-songwriter classic feel.
Yeah.
He produced an album called A Smoke Ring for My Halo this year.
Oh, this year?
This year. Previous year. And from that album, a track called Jesus Fever. Personally, I don't know. I don't know about you, Joel.
Sounds familiar.
It's in my top 10 of favourite songs of the year.
Yeah, at number 4?
Yeah, it is in fact at number 4.
I wonder I hear it, if I'll like it as well.
I don't know if you'll like it, but I'm sure it'll... I don't know, there'll something, a little light will come on. You'll know it.
Okay, shall I press play?
This is Jesus Fever by Kurt Vile.
that was a fresh sound of Kurt Vile there.
Yeah.
With Jesus Fever.
Jesus Fever, man.
On the Breakdown, featuring at number 4 on Owen's Songs of 2011.
Yeah. We might finish the countdown a little early and maybe hit you with a few special jingle jangle classics at the end of the show. Or I might do some kind of musical condensation of my top 12 into one song, which could be played at the end to sum up my album of the year choice. Possibly.
Are we going to announce our album of the year?
I haven't made one. I'm just.
We've got about 38 minutes.
I might make one up, so we've got time to fill.
We're now. I'm confused by the fact we're into top. We're into my top three at this time. I'm thinking, have I put this song lower down in the charts? If I have, there's surely some mistake. But no, this is my third favourite song of the year, and it is my highest female solo artist.
I know what it must be.
But which song is it going to be?
The Porcelains.
You think it's good Porcelain Heart? It is Nicola Roberts, who this year put out the best album by a member of Girls Aloud. It's not really a very difficult task to do, but her album Cinderella's Eyes is really good in places. It's awful in places as well. There's some turds of songs on there, but the peaks are very high, which just makes the lowness of the troughs make the peaks even higher.
That's true. Like, did you know that the tallest mountains on Earth are in the sea?
I don't think that counts, though.
Yeah, I know, because it's above sea level, generally.
You shouldn't be able to swim up a mountain.
Yeah, well. So Nicola Roberts' album is like the mountains of the sea.
The one that's under the sea and then goes to the moon. And this is the pick off of the album, and it is the second single.
Oh, that means it's the other one.
It's this one.
Brother.
Kiss, mom, I'll say that you love me.
Lucky Day by Nicola Roberts. True story. Put this song on, checked on the internet, put on the VIDI printer. Sheffield Wednesday had just taken the lead against Huddersfield. It was there, wasn't it? It was the top score.
Yeah.
Ah, Nicola Roberts. That was Lucky Day from the album Cinderella's Eyes, which is appearing in a lot of rundowns of albums of the year. Usually between positions 35 and 40.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'd put it that high, but I would put that single at number three.
Number three, and you have done.
I have done it at number three. There it is.
You've witnessed Joel's placement of that song at number three.
This year, actually, my top three were difficult to pin down because any of the songs could have been at number one. That song could easily have been
so
at number one.
We've almost got a three-way tie for your
top almost,
position.
Yeah. Okay. But there's two more tracks to come from me in the remaining 32 minutes of the show, and Owen's got three. So
yes.
Let's get into your top three
let's
now.
Let's get into my top three. Starting with a song that makes me feel guilty. Joel operates on a policy when selecting his choices of only one per artist.
Yeah, it's the rules.
Always has been.
You flaunt it every year.
I was never party to these rules. I never signed no contract.
I think the problem is that there are so many unnecessary rules that I impose upon this that you turn off. Stop listening.
It's like when you treat your child too bad, too harshly. Then
I think it's when you love too much.
Well, that's your perspective. But speaking as your... I was going to say abused. Speaking as your mollycoddled and cotton wool clad child, I just gonna need to break free.
Okay.
So I've gone with two tracks from the same artist in my top 12 of the year.
It's not a Kurt Vile track, is it?
It's not. It's Jesus Fever. No, it's another Metronomy song.
Okay.
It's my favourite song off the album The English Riviera. At one point in my earlier drafts of my top 12 list, I had three Metronomy songs in the order in which they appeared on the album, one after the other, in my top 12 list.
Is this She Wants?
It's not. It's The Look.
The Look, okay.
See, She Wants was my number 12.
Right.
Which has been kicked off the bottom.
And it shouldn't have been.
No, but...
Probably a good day it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, So this is my third favourite song of the year. It's The Look by Metronomy.
Running from this town, and I think you said you'll never get out.
I'd like to play that song on a loop, because it would go perfectly, wouldn't it? It starts as it finishes. That was The Look by Metronomy, my third favourite song of the year.
Let's see, does it sound exactly the same? I don't doubt it does. It does.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? And yeah, I feel guilty, as I say, because I chose two Metronomy songs. Joel had to pick between various songs by certain artists.
And I had to get rid of my Metronomy song.
And he had to get rid of his Metronomy song, whereas I almost waltzed in with three. Anyway.
So is it fair to say that's your album of the year?
Yeah, I think so.
It'd be confusing now if it wasn't.
I think the only other contender I won't talk about right now.
Oh. Because it could appear in a bit.
It could appear in a bit.
All right. Shall I do my second favourite song of 2011 then?
I'd like that to occur right now.
Now, when I heard this song for the first time, it was towards the end of October, just as the album was coming out, and I listened to it on my way to work, and I was absolutely convinced, that by the end of the year, this would be my favourite song of the year.
Okay.
Shows how much I know, because it's now only my second favourite song of the year. But it's from an artist on, I believe, his 17th album.
I know what it is.
And it is just basically a masterpiece, this track. It's a kind of stream of consciousness, diatribe, or whatever that word is, against everything.
Everything.
Pretty much war, though. It's Tom Waits from his album Bad As Me. It's the penultimate song on the album. And the juxtaposition in between this track, which is the penultimate one, and the final track, which is basically a reinterpretation of Auld Lang Syne, is very peculiar.
Do you think this should finish off every album?
I think if you've got this song on it, you don't need any other tracks on your album. But this is by Tom Waits, and this is Hell Broke Loose. And it's my second favourite track of 2011.
Suicide bomb. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Big fucking ditches in the middle of the road. You pay $100 just for filling in the hole. Listen to the general every goddamn word. How many ways can you polish up a turd? And left, right, left, left, right. For making this mess. Got the sorry asses able to a goddamn desk. And hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Left, right, left. What did you do before the war? I was a chef. I was a chef. And what was your name? It was Jeff. Jeff. I lost my body and I wept. I come down from the mess, so I slept, slept. I had a good home, but I left, left. Pants did the wind for a joke. I pants right in with the dope. Glanced at her shin, she said nope. The body bag, the body bag's full, and my face was scorched, scorched. I miss my home, I miss my porch, porch. Left, right, left. Can I go home in March? March. My stance was a chin full of soap. That rancid dinner with the Pope. And left, right, left. Calipersoda got his thumbs thrown off. Sergio's developing a real bad cough. Sergio's developing a real bad cough. And hell broke loose. Hell broke loose.
president says, give them all a beautiful parade instead. And left, right, left.
Track number two for the me there with was Hell Broke Loose by Tom Waits from his album Bad As Me, which came out in October, and it was very good, and that was the pick of it, by some distance, but others within twitching distance of the hem.
Good. It's nice to touch a hem sometimes.
That was my second favourite track of 2011. It's time for yours now.
Yeah, we're getting into
the
terrible twos.
We're in the middle of them.
Yeah, baby. And here I am with, you may remember at some point earlier in the show, just before that last song, we were discussing what might be my favourite albums of the year.
One
contender was Metronomy's The English Riviera. Perhaps the other album, thematically linked aquatically, On the Water by the Future Islands. And the next piece of music I've chosen as my second favourite piece of music of the year, it was the first single released to precede said album On the Water, known as Before the Bridge to fans of the names of songs, also known as a pretty blatant New Order ripoff, but enjoyable nonetheless. From the year past, this is Future Islands with Before the Bridge.
I hope you have what you need.
was good, that.
It was good. That was Before the Bridge by Future Islands from the album On the Water, which is a wonderful album. Unlike the Metronomy album, which is a wonderful album full of immediately pluckable great songs, I believe the Future Islands album works. That's pretty much the only track, really. I won the other single, whatever it was called. You have to listen to it all in one go. There you go.
And they should do?
Yeah, you should do.
Yeah, they should do.
You dirty bastard. Mm-hmm.
We're up to the number one placings now.
Can you hear the hush that's descended around South Yorkshire?
Now, my number one song of 2011 was difficult. It was difficult to pick because it was from an album which is also my favourite of the year. And it's an album which I've listened to more than any other album this year, and which I have many, many favourite parts of. You can only have one favourite part, though, and that's what I've had to pick for this. So, it's a band I still slightly think they should still change their name now, because while they're still called Pete and the Pirates, they are struggling. Although they played at Leadmill a couple of months ago, and it's quite a good turnout there. So,
what about Bobby and the Buccaneers?
It's on par, isn't it? It's no worse than Pete and the Pirates. But the album, which is 1,000 Pictures, and came out in May, and is incredible. It's a fantastic album all the way through. And from that album, I'm going to pick a song which wasn't a single. I don't know if we've even played it on the radio. I think we played it maybe once. The track is called Washing Powder, and it has probably my favourite line of the year. And if you're listening, just listen to the words in this song. It's an incredibly sad song with very, very good lyrics. And it's my favourite of 2011. I'm going to play it for you now.
Louder. It's one stupid thing to remind.
So, 2007, my favourite song was Dizzy Rascal with Sirens. 2008, Sissy Wish, Do What They Say. 2009 was Sunset Rubdown with His Idiot Heart. 2010, The Sea Is a Good Place to Think About the Future by Los Campesinos. And 2011, Pete and the Pirates, Washing Powder.
Wow.
There you go.
Your journey from street hip-hop purist to indie downbeat floppy heads fop.
I know.
It's incredible.
If I could have seen me now.
I'm glad that I shared.
Could have seen you then. Yes.
I can't remember was it Helicopter by Deer Hunter last year?
It was. I think it was Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti.
You were right the year before that. And was it Deer Hunter again the year before that?
With Nothing Ever Happens.
And I can't remember what.
Can't remember 2007.
Oh, well. But they were all great, and as were Joel's choices. And it brings us now.
We're going to have to do this really quick, actually, because this is a long song.
Yeah. No, we've got. No, we've
oh,
got,
no, we've got a minute, haven't
we've
we?
Got a minute.
We've got a minute, my friend.
So, what we can do is say that this will probably be the last live show by us this year. This will be the last live
be,
show.
Yeah.
We'll most probably be back on the 6th of January, is it?
Or the I think it's the 6th of January. Yeah.
Probably.
That sounds about right. 6th or the 7th.
There's the various musical things happening all over Sheffield for Christmas purposes. You can find your own way through them.
You don't need us.
No, you don't.
You've not needed us for a long time, actually.
It's time that maybe you should take those stabilisers off and trot off into the sunset.
Have faith.
Have faith in yourselves.
Have faith in yourself.
Have faith that this show will be followed by a Saturday Sound Clash.
Got some more faith than I've got at the moment. Yeah. Where is he?
At 5 o'clock. And stay tuned to Sheffield Live and lock your dials on the aisles.
You've got 20 seconds to fill here, haven't we?
Thanks.
We wish them a Merry Christmas.
We wish from February of this year, February the 14th, Valentine's Day, Swedish behemoths of rock, the Skull Defects, released an album called Pyramid. From that album, there was a number of squawking classics. There was a lot of noise and a lot of sense. But this track, Fragrant Nimbus, particularly took my fancy.
Oh, it's good, this one.
It's good, this one. So this will hopefully see you into the Christmas period with a flailing punk rock peanut butter on your bum kind of frenzy. So yeah, get involved. It's Fragrant Nimbus, my favorite song of the year by the Skull Defects.
Bye-bye.
And over.